Few writers are more closely identified with Prague than Lenka Reinerová, who died last month at the age of 92. Although in the course of an adventurous life she travelled the world, she loved above all to write about her home city, and with her death, Prague has lost one of its most important literary witnesses. In Czech Books this week, we remember Lenka Reinerová and her literary legacy.
I have a certain special feeling when I walk through Prague and an Italian blue sky illuminates not just the gilded crosses atop the church towers and the freshly restored stucco on the house facades, but also penetrates deeply into memory of what was, yesterday or long ago, into what is closed forever or remains open, into what you have done in your life, but also into what has been done to you.
Lenka Reinerová was the last in a long tradition of Prague writers who wrote in German. She was born in Prague in 1916 into a middle-class Jewish family. Her upbringing was bilingual, as she told me in an interview 4 years ago.
My mother came from a West Bohemian town called Žatec, German Zatz. And this town was, I would say, 80, maybe 90% German. So she talked German and also Czech, fluently Czech, but not exactly, not correct. With my father, who came from Prague, it was the opposite. And so I grew up with those two languages, but you know how it is. The mother, that's the main tone in the family, is what the mother is talking. Huh? So we were at home, we were mostly talking German. And in those years, which means the late 20s and the first 30s of the last century, it was not so very extraordinary in Prague. It was more or less normal.
In one of her many autobiographical stories, Lenka Reinerová evokes the world of her childhood.
My first home was in Prague. I didn't choose it, I was just born into it, in the suburb of Karlín, Karolinenthal in German, in a very long suburban street bordering on the industrial districts of Libeň and Vysočany. We were a middle-class family, all those around us were too. But Libeň and Vysočany were home mostly to workers. When the grown-ups spoke of them, they would use the German word proletarier. I couldn't really imagine what they meant, but I found the word strangely attractive. I would try to sing it, for it rather reminded me of a word I did know, aria. My music-loving mother had already told me what that meant. She was rather more reserved when it came to the word proletariat. My father's explanation in Czech was far from satisfactory. These were men or women who worked, he said curtly. But it didn't seem quite right. Even the Czech word proletar didn't have quite the same quality as its German equivalent. I was bemused. Father and mother also worked, and no one used this peculiar label for them.
In the years before the war, Prague had a rich German-speaking literary life, further enriched by the thousands who had fled to the city from Nazi Germany. Lenka Reinerová came to know such important writers as Franz Kafka's friend Max Brod and the famous roving reporter Egon Erwin Kisch. As the German invasion loomed, she fled to France, then during the war to Morocco and Mexico, in the meantime meeting her husband, a Yugoslav doctor who had fought the fascists in Spain. Returning to Prague via Belgrade, she found that all her relatives had been murdered in the Holocaust. After the war, she worked for some time here at Radio Prague, but soon found herself on the wrong side of the Stalinist authorities. One of the bleakest periods in her life was a year she spent in prison, waiting for charges that were never brought. Later, she was able to work as an editor, and then as a translator and interpreter. But none of her literary work was allowed to be published in Czechoslovakia until after the fall of communism. Since then, many of her stories have been published in both German and Czech, and she was still writing with great energy, almost up to the day she died.
I'm very frequently asked, how come that I'm optimistic in spite of all the things which happened to me? I mean, I was in prison during the war, I was in prison during the communist regime, I'm not a very healthy woman, I lost all my family, etc., etc. I think probably I have a positive point towards life. And this positive point towards life means also that I have pleasure of very small things. I can also have pleasure of big things, but I'm observing, I'm looking at events and people. I go with the tram somewhere here in Prague and I come home and I'm full of adventures. I saw many things and I like things, or I find things also a little bit funny. And, you know, I prefer to laugh than to weep.
Lenka Dajnerová was a very strong or charismatic personality.
Lucia Černohosová got to know Lenka Dajnerová well in the last few years of her life.
She was strict to herself, I would also say to the others, something like kind of resolute in certain points. But one very interesting point was that even she was over 90 years old, she was still very active interested in current affairs and was discussing current problems, politics, etc. But she was also a very nice woman, small, tiny, but a lot of energy. If you saw her big dark eyes, even when she was in the last time sitting on a wheelchair, there was a lot of energy and it was just wonderful to be next to her.
About a year ago, Lenka Dajnerová had a fall and she broke her hip and she wasn't able to get around anymore, as she had always been used to going out and seeing people all the time. This must have been very frustrating for her in her last months, I should imagine.
It was frustrating, but her strength was also, she found it also her motivation to go on, and just was, she also started to work on a new book. The problem was more that she couldn't go out to people, and people were her motivation for the books. And also, I think it gave her still an energy. And when we were celebrating her 92nd birthday in Goethe Institute in Prague, we came 30 minutes earlier. So we walked in a park on the river with her wheelchair, and she was looking at the river and children playing there. And it was a very nice day. And suddenly she told me, "Lucinko, would it be possible to organize something that I could be among people again?" So we started to plan a discussion and reading about Prague coffee houses, but it was a week before she died.
And coffee houses and cafes, they are a kind of leitmotif in her work, aren't they? They acquire even a kind of symbolic quality in her writings, don't they?
I would say not only in her writings, it's actually a very typical symbol of this German, Jewish, Czech culture at the beginning of the 20th century.
One of Lenka Dajnerová's best-known books is Traumcafé einer Pragerin, Dream Café of a Prague Woman, which she talked about when we met in 2004.
It is about a café which exists only in my fantasy. Probably because Prague is so much changing, which is good naturally, because it's in a time where everything is changing. I am missing some things here, a certain atmosphere. It's for me something which I'm missing, and so missing that, I constructed my own cafe in which I put all kind of personalities whom I met personally. And there's also another thing. It was somehow in my life that I was in contact with groups of people who were mostly, let's say, half a generation older than me. So naturally, they aren't here anymore, and I'm still here, and I'm missing this contact.
Somewhere in the veil-like blue-green mist over the verdigris domes of Prague, there is a café with many tables, and from each one of them you can look down over our town.
In her last years, Lenka Dajnerová worked tirelessly to establish what has become known as the Prague Literary House, devoted to the German literary legacy of the Czech lands. The organisation has come to thrive, rebuilding broken bridges between Czechs and Germans, between past and present, and helping in practical ways to serve young writers. Lucia Černohosová is its director.
We do each month one or two literary events, like author readings or exhibitions. What I like very much is that we could start a program to support writers with scholarships and to make this tradition of meeting cultures and influencing each other what was normal here in Prague in the end of the 19th and in the beginning of the 20th century. We send Czech authors abroad, and foreign authors can stay here for a long time, something like writers in residence.
And the big question with an organization like the Literary House, it was so much tied up with the personality and the charisma of Lenka Reinerova. It's going to be quite hard, isn't it, to keep going without this driving force behind you?
On certain point, it will be very hard, but she will still stay like the flagship of our house. We have also a very nice library, and we'll call it Library of Lenka Reinerova.